It's Wednesday of the fifth week of Lent. It's Passiontide. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today the Roman station is San Marcello on the Via del Corso, which is roughly where the ancient wide road, or Via Lata, ran. As you walk along the Via del Corso amidst all the noise and the buses, stop and admire the 17th century facade designed by Carlo Fontana. St. Marcellus was pope at a time of upheaval. In 303, the Emperor Diocletian instituted persecutions. Donatists tore the church apart in North Africa and beyond. Marcellus was elected into this chaos and caused more conflict because he allowed the lapsi, who had caved into the state, to be reconciled and receive the sacraments. Pope Damasus recounts that the lapsed hated him because of the penances that were imposed, whereas the rest resented him because he let the lapsi return at all. The emperor who succeeded Diocletian, Maxentius, arrested Marcellus and sent him to exile, where he died in 309, although another account says that he was worked to death at a public stable after he consecrated a place of worship. So it seems that Marcellus, even though he was under the eyes of the state, did not stop being the high priest for his people. At least it wasn't time of COVID. In the early 20th century, a 5th century baptismal font was discovered here, which is very interesting because the Lateran was the place for baptism. However, this church was also the seat of an anti-pope, Boniface, in 418, so maybe that's why there is a baptismal font there. Also here is a famous miraculous crucifix that had survived a fire unscathed in 1519, and it was once carried in a 16-day procession all through Rome against the plague in 1522. From Meditations on Death by Thomas A. Kempis. O mortal, reflect carefully upon that unknown time when you will come to your final hour, and when the lethal hand of death will fall upon your shoulder, and when you will be compelled to cross that dark stream from which none have ever returned. When you enter into the realm of eternity, your whole past life will seem like a mere moment, and appear to be like an insubstantial dream from which you are now awakening. Reflect upon the immense pain and torments which await so very many countless multitudes, in fact, and often all for the sake of some passing momentary pleasure, be it the gratification of the physical senses or the appeasement of pride and vanity. Reflect also upon the infinite joys and blessedness which those condemned will have lost forever. This irreparable and infinite loss is, indeed, perhaps more severe an affliction than any of the other torments which could be imagined. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. We shall have particular need of the protection of Saint Joseph at the hour of death. He had the most beautiful of deaths, for Jesus and Mary were by his side. All his life he had lived only for them. He had worked for them, worried about them, and loved them. In the end, he was able to see them near him, his own sweet Jesus and his beloved spouse. His must have been a very peaceful death. He had fulfilled his mission, and Jesus and Mary were there to console him in his last agony. We shall come to the end of our lives as well, perhaps sooner than we imagine. Let us ask the Holy Patriarch for a favor of a happy death. Let us ask him to ensure that Jesus and Mary will help us also when we are leaving this world.